Thank you for being tuned in to 88.7 WNCW, where now it's time for our Friday feature of the week, where we always focus on a local or regional subject matter, and it's our pleasure today to be talking about Juneteenth. It's a Juneteenth celebration coming up in Spartanburg soon, and our guest this morning is Minister Carolyn Reed Smith, who chairs the event.
Thank you, Paul. I'm so glad to be with you.
Give us some of your background, if you would.
Well, I am moved here from Iowa after I graduated from the University of Northern Iowa. I came down in 1986, and I started teaching in the District 7 of Spartanburg, taught there for 23 years. I have four children. All of them are grown and gone now with their own families. I have seven grandchildren. In 2005, I accepted my calling and did my trial sermon as a minister. I do educational kinds of things and GED programs, supplemental education programs, because that's where my heart is. It is with making sure that my people have a good chance at education.
Wonderful. We're glad you came from Iowa and have stayed in the Carolinas. Let's now talk about, especially for those who are unfamiliar, when we talk about Juneteenth, what does that mean? What does that signify?
Well, as you know, after the Civil War, then it was basically about slavery. But it wasn't until the Emancipation Proclamation was read January of 1863 that there was the declaration going out that all slaves were then to be treated as a relationship employer-employee. The last slaves were in Texas were told that they were free June 19th, 1865, which it took two years for that to get all the way through the United States. So this is the day that we have taken as a commemoration for the freedom of enslaved defendants of Africans, descendants of Africans, basically synonymous with 4th of July, our Independence Day, just as the 4th of July is an Independence Day that is being celebrated.
Let's talk a little bit about the celebration that Spartanburg will be presenting. It's the Juneteenth celebration, June 18th through the 21st. And let's begin with the combined celebration that will take place on that Wednesday, the 18th.
Yes, Paul. That will be at the Cornerstone Baptist Church at 700 South Converse in Spartanburg, the combined choir. They're going to sing one of the songs that is of that traditional time, Swing Low, Swing Chariot, or something of the sort. And then on that June 18th, we will have Representative Harold Mitchell, which will read the resolution that is in South Carolina that states that Juneteenth is recognized as a holiday, even though it hasn't been celebrated all over the place, but he has got that resolution put through the Congress. We are also going to see a documentary that came from the PBS station, Many Rivers to Cross, and we're going to focus on the section that is pre- and post-Civil War of that documentary. Finally, we are going to close with some discussion and just sort of let people get their emotions involved. What did you see? How do you feel about this? What's strong or emotional ties do you think you should have with seeing the freedom of slaves?
And as briefly as possible, as that event continues, tell us briefly what will happen with the event on June 19th and then the wrap-up with the big festival event on Saturday.
The one on June 19th is going to be very short, but because that is the day of commemoration, we thought that we would do something. Just from 5 to 5:30, we're going to have, again, someone reading that resolution. We are going to have a soloist and just a short recognition. Then we will move to the JC Gallery, and there are some pieces of the Renaissance collection that the gallery has held over so for this day. And then we will have Strictly Business, which is a African-American band, and we will hear them. Now, Saturday is going to be very special. I'm hoping that we get just a boatload of people coming out. And speaking of boats, we are so excited because we do have a replica of the hull of a slave ship. And this replica is being put together at C.C. Woodson Community Center. And that is going to have also a PowerPoint presentation. We're going to have the barrels, the shackles. It's going to be an awesome little emotional trip right there. In one of the other venues, we're going to have some of the local artists, and we're going to have them showing their African-American art or the collection that they have of artists' artifacts that they have. The third venue is going to be at Believers Fellowship. All of these things are going to be right in a little trail area. And at Believers Fellowship, we're going to have little short segments that will show how Juneteenth has been celebrated in other cities so that we can say, as we grow, we could try to incorporate some of those things with our Juneteenth celebration. Finally, this trail that people will go on, after they bring back their survey, they'll get a free ticket. And we have an awesome person. We have Chef Bill McCullen, and he had Cornbread to Caviar, which was a wonderful restaurant, and he had the best cornbread. And he is going to make a traditional dinner, lunch, which it is, and it's going to be a gumbo. Because traditionally, the slaves had to take whatever they could find and throw it into a pot and come up with whatever. And he's going to do a wonderful gumbo. So people can get that ticket and go over and get that and the traditional red drink that goes along with the Juneteenth celebration.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
And we close from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock. We have an awesome group of performers. And on the hour, one person is going to say what Juneteenth means to them for about 3 minutes. So we can continually bring it to the people. We are here for you to understand that Juneteenth should be important to us.
One of the things you said a few minutes ago, I just want to throw this out right quick. Anybody listening that doesn't live near the upstate, you're a listener over near Charlotte or some other areas. I do know Charlotte is one location that will be commemorating and celebrating this as well. So I would just say find out any information you can and go support this very special event. Carolyn, please tell us before our time runs out some of the groups that are involved in making these events happen.
The church families of Believers Fellowship, Cornerstone Baptist Church, Majority Baptist Church, my ministry, which is called the Village Ministry. We had the History Museum, Chapman Cultural Center, with the JC Gallery, with Susu Johnson. We had the Spartanburg Housing Authority, Mount Moriah Men of God, Ubuntu Institute, Reverend Joseph Jones, Reverend Cathay Jones, Gerard Harrison State Farm, the AKA Sorority, Community Mortuary with Norman Dawkins, Towns Bakery, Beauty and Barber, Ark Hospice are some.
What do you hope citizens, regardless of their race, will get out of attending any of the events that will be a part of Spartanburg's Juneteenth celebration?
Regardless of the race, anyone that is happy to see that slavery is over, we want them to come out.
How could someone learn more?
There is a Facebook page, Juneteenth Festival Spartanburg SC.
The Juneteenth celebration for Spartanburg that will be June 18th through the 21st. Minister Carolyn Reed Smith, thank you so much for being with us today.